Manu Patra alerts dated the 14th of August 2018. Supreme Court has held that tenants in Bengal can be evicted by landlords if they are not paying municipal taxes under the Calcutta Municipal Corporation Act 1980 and the West Bengal Municipal Act 1993. Supreme Court has said that although temporary, ad hoc and contractual appointments are used in contradiction to a regular and permanent appointment, but between ad hoc appointment and contract appointment, distinction is there in service jurisprudence and both the expressions cannot be used interchangeably. Supreme Court has issued notice to Union of India and State of Assam in connection with allegations of a fake encounter carried out in Chirang district of Assam by a joint team of the Army, Assam Police, CRPF and SSB on the 30th of March, 2017. Supreme Court has cleared the way for reimbursements for almost 14 lakh investors affected by the scam orchestrated by Chandigarh-based Golden Forest India Limited. Allahabad High Court has held that Toll Plaza does not include tabazari for the purpose of collecting tax at source, TCS. Delhi High Court has sought the Centre and Jamia Millia Islamia University stand on a plea seeking setting aside of the reinstatement of a professor who was removed from the varsity over allegation of plagiarism. Bombay High Court has held that no input tax credit can be claimed on goods not resold within a period of 6 months as is stipulated by the legislation. Bombay High Court has held that benefit of deduction under Section 80IB of Income Tax Act, 1961 cannot be given to an industry if it does not have any direct control over the manufacturing at the factory premises. Bombay High Court has asked Mumbai Metro Rail Corporation Limited, MMRCL, as to how it proposes to implement recommendations given by VJTI, which has said that tunneling work and operation of Metro 3 under the Tupper Sea Fire temples at Kalba Devi will not have any adverse impact on the temples. Bombay High Court has upheld the state government's directives to prohibit construction on hilltops and hill slopes and to adhere to a 100 feet no development buffer zone around the hills. Uttarakhand High Court has directed circle officer of all the districts throughout the state of Uttarakhand to patrol the rural areas once in 24 hours to ensure that no cow is slaughtered. Madras High Court has held that depreciation under Section 32 of Income Tax Act, 1961 is allowable on the non-competent fee and brand equity. Kerala High Court has ruled that offences of traffic violation cannot be prosecuted at the instance of any private party. Kerala High Court has said that in case the parole application is not taken by jail superintendent for any reason, the matter may be brought to notice of Member Secretary, Legal Services Authority, who would ensure the registration of application. Madras High Court has issued notice to Vedant Group's Sterlite Copper Plant on a petition seeking 7.5 billion rupees towards the rehabilitation of people affected by pollution allegedly caused by it and relief for victims of the police firing during a protest in May. Madras High Court has directed Arialur District Administration to remove within 2 weeks the encroachments made by Chettinad Cement Corporation and others on the government Porambuk and public land in Arialur District.